So this may not seem like a story about drugs. It may seem like a story more about sea life and police. But trust me, there will be drugs eventually if you just hang in there. So in 1981, I was living in Los Angeles. I was 19 years old, and I worked for a company called Pacific Biomarine Laboratories. And our job, among other things, was to supply ocean critters to people who wanted them, like the National Aquarium in Baltimore, or researchers here and there. And I came in one morning, and my boss said, "Lyndon, we've got a dental school in Tulsa, and they want 100 shark heads." And I said, "Why do they want shark heads?" And they said, "Well, you know, sharks, they regenerate their teeth throughout their entire life, and that's really cool. And so these dentists, they want to study that to figure maybe we could regenerate our teeth." Anyway, this fisherman we work with up the coast in Santa Barbara, he's got 100 heads of the pinback shark, Hemisqualis nudus, in the freezer, and we want you to take the pickup truck, get a few hundred pounds of ice in the back and a tarp, go up there to Santa Barbara, get the shark heads, put them in the ice, throw the tarp over it, and drive them back here to the lab where we'll send them then to Oklahoma to the dentists. And I thought, all right. I mean, I didn't have a choice. It was my job. So I got the several hundred pounds of ice in the pickup truck and the tarp and a shovel, and I drove, you know, took a couple of hours, like 120 miles up the coast to Santa Barbara, and I met the fisherman, and we took a while, but we loaded all these decapitated shark heads looking rather kind of rictus, horrible. I mean, shark heads are kind of bad anyway, but, you know, they die and they just, you know, it's unpleasant. And they're there, and they're in the ice, and some of them are kind of up looking at you, and some of them are pointed down. And it was a real hot day in the middle of the summer, so we made sure there was, like, lots of ice in there. And threw the tarp on, and I'm getting ready to drive back to Los Angeles. And I get a real bad case of the munchies. There's no weed yet, but still, I got a case of the munchies. And I thought, all right, I got to get some food before we drive back. And I'm driving up the main drag in Santa Barbara. If any of you know about Santa Barbara, it's a very wealthy community. And I was driving up the main drag, State Street, and I'm kind of looking around for some place where I could get something to eat. I'm driving slowly, and there's a police car in my rear view, and it turns on its siren and lights. And I think, oh, shit. What did I do? I didn't roll through a stop sign. I'm not speeding. Like, what's going on? And so I pull over, and it seems way, way more serious than a normal traffic stop. They're out of the car, motherfucker! Hands up against the truck! Spread them, asshole! And one cop has his pistol out, and he's pointing it right at my head. And the other cop is frisking me. And he goes, "What do you got in the back of the truck, asshole?" I know he sounds like he's from Texas, but he's from Santa Barbara. Maybe that's a cop thing. I don't know. And I said, "Shark heads, officer." He says, "Don't fuck with me. What do you got in the back of the truck, asshole?" I said, "Take a look." And so the cop who doesn't have the gun is, like, pulling back the thing. And there are, you know, the shark heads are being slowly revealed, and they're kind of staring, and the shark heads are staring at the cops, the cops staring at the shark heads. And the cop who has the pistol, like, blows out this big sigh of relief, like, and he slowly lowers his pistol, and I said, "Can I get up now? Yeah, it's okay." And they took me around the back of the truck, where all this blood and gore was leaking out of the tailgate. And, you know, right now I'm older, I've lost most of my hair, but at that time, you know, I had kind of the Charles Manson look, I would say was the only charitable description of my appearance at that time, a big bushy beard and long hair, and they said, you know, "We thought that you had, like, you know, four high school girls murdered in the back of the truck there. Don't be driving shark heads around our city ever again." And so I was pretty nervous. I drove back to work, put the shark heads in the freezer. We shipped them to Tulsa. I drove home And my girlfriend, who worked in a stereo store, had less, you know, said, "How was your day?" And I said, "I need to get high." Thank you.